USA Radio News.
Detroit radio news anchor Jim Matthews was killed in a murder and attempted suicide. His girlfriend and two children were also hurt in the attack at his Chesterfield Township home. The suspect was found in the basement with wounds and an overdose. Tropical Storm Ian, which is expected to hit Florida as a hurricane, has prompted a state of emergency for 24 counties in Florida and another delay for NASA's New Moon rocket launch. Canadian Armed Forces are looking at where help is needed most in Nova Scotia after post-tropical cyclone Fiona made landfall there on Saturday. The vast majority of Atlantic Canada without power, some are without homes after they were washed into the sea. A federal judge in Alabama wants the records and medical supplies associated with the lethal injection attempt of Alan Miller preserved. State prison officials acknowledged there were multiple attempts to access his vein before they called off the execution. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.